pleasant thing to see. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. I'm on. Yes, indeed, on this Thursday night. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mike Piper. But I want to be first on the ticket. You're going to be my running mate. No, I'm only kidding you. Just kidding. Anyway, we are privileged tonight to welcome to the microphones a father, a Catholic priest, if you will, who is with us right now on the phone lines, who was on Mike's show last night, I believe, and we have a little bit more time to offer him tonight to talk to him about his messianic ministry, so to speak, as a priest in the traditionalist conservative Roman Catholic camp, and he is with us now. His name is Father John Martinez. Hello, John.
Hello there. How are you, Andrew?
Good. Father John, we'll call you.
Uh-huh.
You remember the movie there, Put a Smile on Your Face, Brother John. What was that, The Singing Nun, I think it was? Well, we'll say that to you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Now, just as way of introduction, you have been in the ministry, I think, for several decades now. Is that true?
Almost 27 years.
Almost 27 years, huh?
37.
37. Wow. All right. And in that time, you were what? You were a priest at a particular parish, or were you just evangelical?
I was a priest with a Franciscan order for 9 school years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I left, and then I became a secular priest,
right.
A diocesan priest.
Uh huh.
Well, then I was ordained in Guatemala.
Guatemala, yeah.
1970.
Uh huh. There's a lot of activity going on in Guatemala, and
well,
even
yeah.
Now, today, in Central America, right?
Yeah.
And you are a traditionalist Catholic. For those who don't know, what does that mean, traditional Catholic?
Well, traditional Catholic means that, I don't like that word traditional.
Yeah, it could mean many things, all right.
Oh, yeah, in other words, I like to say that word Catholic. So because if you're Catholic, then you must believe in tradition.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, for example, but anyway, they are known as traditionalists. They
yeah.
don't go for many of the changes that Vatican II Council.
Right.
So consequently, what's the name? They call themselves traditionalists because they go as the truth was before the Vatican II started in 1962. So
uh-huh.
In other words, I act as a priest as the Vatican II did not take place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, there were changes, for example, in the Mass and then and the other sacraments, actually, there were
yeah.
some changes
yeah.
to the vernacular.
I know there was a big campaign for restoration of the Latin Mass and also the Tridentine Mass, right?
Uh-huh.
Where I'm from, that was an issue anyway for a long time, yeah.
Benedict XVI is supposed to come out with a permission to say the traditional mess. But up to now, I have not heard whether he already come out with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Latin mess is the one they use now by the same group, happened to be the John the 23 mess, not a traditional in the very strict sense of the word. Traditional mass that I offer and traditional mass priests offer happened to be that one on 1570.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with you, Father John Martinez. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for the program. We'll be right back.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
And we are back to begin the program with Father Martinez. And Father, tell us a little bit more about about the your views of Vatican II and how it vastly differed from Vatican I.
Well, one of the things that I like to mention is that the traditional movement, when you listen to traditionalists, usually you get the improvement that the changes were made, you know, that the church was in perfect situation, normal times, and before the Vatican II. But actually not. There was some in other words, I have a high-speed car, and what actually happened was, like, you put it in first, second, third, fourth, and the fifth. Well, the Vatican II did to put it on high gear, so we go in at full blast. But the trouble, there were already problems even before the Vatican II. Mm-hmm. There were problems in the church already. But anyway, what I'm talking about here, now we put there were not so bad the situation in the church as it is now with the Vatican II. For example, you probably remember, you probably went to church, you know, some weddings or something like that, you say, when you were a kid, say, 40, 50 years ago. You notice, for example, the respect that the people had for the Mass, for the Lord, bless the Lord in the Eucharist, in the churches. And now you go and they have a big game, big deal there. In other words, speaking like anything else. Mm-hmm. For example, you go to church on Sundays, and instead of, you know, adoring the Lord, while you're shaking somebody's hairy hand next to you. You know what I'm talking about here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So in other words, that's why, I mean, they have turned the situation. In other words, right now, you know, the situation has turned. Many, as a matter of fact, you know, very small percentage of Catholics are going to Sunday church anymore. Because, in other words, it's not the way they used to be. You know, in other words, you go to church on Sunday, you know, you have the whole week to chat to people, what have you. Mm-hmm. And you have, say, 45, 50 minutes on Sunday, but you should dedicate those 45, 50 an hour to our Lord. But now, not anymore. If you go to church, to the Novus Ordo Church, then you, the Vatican II Church, you see that lack of respect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I surely do, Father.
Did I answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I can think back to a time when, before Vatican II, you had the Baltimore Confession, for instance, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know, of course, all about that. I don't have to tell you. And then came this spirit of ecumenism in Vatican II, this business of bringing together the various forms of, first it was Christianity, and then, of course, it extended now to Judaism, where the previous pope referred to Jews as our elder brother, brothers. And, of course, this you know, lovey-feely, touchy idea that somehow we can reach out in all of these churches and just not compromise anything we stand for. It seems that a lot of people feel that is absolutely untrue. And how do you feel about it?
Well, in other words, for example, when ecumenism,
yes,
you accept, for example, churches as all of them are the churches are the same.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened with Vatican II, for example. They tell, for example, especially John Paul II, went to the Mohammedans, and they would say, well, you'll be a good Mohammedan, you're going to go to heaven. And then they go to the Jews, and they say, you'll be good Jews, you go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So this program, Mohammedans and Muslims, what have you, and Jews, we know damn well that, for example, they don't accept Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells them that we must accept Christ in order to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. You don't buy it.
Well, in other words, economists, they give the intention that every church has the truth. There's truth on it. So they take it as talking in an equal basis. And it's only there one, there's only one church. For example, that especially JP II and then now Benedict XVI and many other hierarchy in the Catholic Church, they go along to say that, for example, that Jews can continue to fulfill believing in the Old Testament law. And, of course, they are in the Old Covenant and the Old Testament covenant, and they still can be saved if they are good Jews. And we know that, for example, in the Bible, especially the Lord and the true Catholic Church have condemned it. In other words, the Old Covenant is not practical anymore. It's not valid.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for example, they think about Jews being able to go to heaven without accepting Christ. Well, this is 100% against the teaching of the true church and the teaching of Christ.
You mentioned earlier the church teachings dating back centuries, right?
Oh, yeah, until Vatican II came up.
So you really are personifying the church that was established exactly when, as far as you're concerned,
From the year when the Lord died in the April 7 of the year 30 up.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I mentioned to you, for example, there the church speaks very clearly about the one true church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was our Lord. He said, you have to believe in me in order to be saved. It's a hard saying, but, you know, in other words, we have to go by what the Lord says.
Right.
But this thing about, you know, not telling the Jews to convert, to be believe in Christ, I mean, this is a tremendous error. It's like a charity. And the part of the so-called JP II and Benedict XVI, not to tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they can make it. Which everybody will go to heaven, but this is not the case. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a time when, as I said, the Baltimore Confession was adhered to by the churches, and following the debacle of World War II, we saw this change, and we saw enormous pressure being put on the churches, and the Catholic Church in particular, and a repudiation of basically everything that it used to stand for, whether people agreed with it or not. This ecumenism, as you pointed out, this repudiation of the of the catechism, of all of the sacred doctrines of conversion and what Christianity was supposed to be, all of that seemed to have been compromised and at least thrown out the window in some cases to make room for this new world religion. Do you see the Vatican today as being at war with the Catholic Church, the way it is currently set up?
Sure. In other words, for example, you did some teaching. For example, I just mentioned one.
Mm-hmm.
The true teaching of the Catholic Church is that the old covenant ended with the death of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in other words, for example, this is about that Jews can be saved. It has not ended still, and can the Jews still be saved in the old covenant? It's not true. According to the true teaching of the church, we have dogmas in the Catholic Church that are based on that the old covenant was ended with the death of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the end. In other words, the Jews better accept Christ if they want to be saved. Well, and not only the Jews, but anybody, perhaps Muslims, that believe that Christ is a smart prophet, but it's not divine.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, there's a lot of difference. There are many, many points in which the new Vatican II so-called church has departed from the old teachings. That's what it makes them problems. That's what has created many problems, because they have departed from a definite amount of doctrines that were held as doctrine before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But one of the things, for example, that's what it makes it hard. So then definitely the Vatican II church has come out with, you know, different, contradicting teaching of some teachings of the old true Catholic Church that went for over 19 centuries.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yes. You feel that, maybe some of the things that Vatican I had taught and believed in, that some of them were open to question, or did you believe they were all right?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think it's, to a certain degree, you know, I like to be thankful about it, but there are some passages in some in the Old Testament, in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
have been, what's the name, a little confusing.
Uh-huh.
Now, for example, yeah. when you're talking about Vatican I, you're talking about the year 1869 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
And those times, there were no air conditions. So, in other words, I'm just telling you what came out. I don't blame anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something's haywire. One of the issues that I think that the fathers, the Council of Fathers in Vatican I blew it, I call it sloppy theology, is when they said very clearly that the seat of Peter will always have a perpetual successor. Now, what do you mean by perpetual successors? I mean, if I ask you, what does that mean? How do you take that perpetual successors?
Mm-hmm.
Peter will have successors, perpetual successors. What do you believe? What do you think of that word perpetual?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What do you mean by it, huh?
In other words, for example, that has been creating many, many problems in that church now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a sloppy theology. That you can be clarified that word perpetual. In other words, for example, perpetual, I take it, that means it always be a pope. And it's not the case. But for example, when just a couple months ago, JP2 died. And there was no pope reigning pope at the time. So we know, for example, the Sede Vacante, that the seat is a Peter's Baker. When one pope dies, and the other will take place.
Okay, we have to take a break. John Martinez, our guest, Father, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll take calls tonight as well. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we're back with Father John Martinez. And, you're giving us quite a basic fundamental background on the church history and differences in church teaching in the Vatican I, Vatican II. And I guess that what has you most concerned today is this impending war against Iran, from what I see and hear and the spots and so forth. Is that right?
Me?
The current war coming with Iran.
Uh-huh.
How you feel about that as from a Catholic point of view, and whether you feel that this is typical of Zionism and its influence over the world, the governments of the world, even the church, obviously. What are your thoughts tonight on that subject?
Well, one of the problems here, you know, that... You notice the way Bush got the people, the American people, to go along with him and attack Iraq was based on lies. And now he's using the same thing with the Iran, based on lies. So you have to, when a person has to be, doesn't have to be a genius to find out that this is not just war. So now the trouble is, for example, to me, I mix politics with religion, and I take it, for example, to me, I'm at least not 80% sure that when Iran would be attacked, mm-hmm. the Third World War started, will begin, and the end of the world will follow very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were talking quite a while ago, and they said it's going to be a long war. It's not going to be a long war. Israel itself has 400, something like 400 nuclear bombs, and Russia, United States have thousands. So in other words, it's going to be a fest. What's going to happen, for example, the United States or Israel, both are going to attack Iran. Iran is going to defend itself justly. And, you know, for example, these so-called 150,000 so-called American soldiers in Iraq, they're sitting ducks. So if not all of them, most of them will be killed there. Because, in other words, the Iraqi people justly want us out of Iraq. So, consequently, this is a tremendous serious point. So, in other words, what I'm trying to say, for example, many of these demonstrations, there are millions of people demonstrating, but not one of them, as far as I know, maybe you can correct me on it, they come up with a solution that I have come, thanks to Almighty God, about, for example, having the soldiers that are ordered to go to Iraq, and especially their parents, should be stand up and be counted. And in other words, educate themselves about this war and demand other pastors to take a public stand on that. So in other words, if their ministers will come out and say it's a just war, I mean, this is a bunch of idiots. In other words, they don't understand this. Doesn't take a genius to recognize that it's an unjust war. So these people, they go and attack Iraq like Bishop John Michael Votian did during the Lent of the year 2003. That he said, my soldiers under me are prohibited under the pain of sin, a mortal sin, for them to go fight Iraq, but this is an unjust war. As a matter of fact, last night I had a chance to go bring tomorrow and bank up program. We have 3 hours there, and your friend Glenn Mark mm-hmm. will be there. Hopefully, we'll be discussing tomorrow mm-hmm. and those 3 hours about this statement that John Botian mentioned, Bishop Botian. He wrote a book. And I was talking to a lady yesterday that said very clearly that the Bishop John Michael Votian came out with a book called On War, It's Unjust, This War of Iraq. But the trouble, the so-called bishops, American bishops, Catholic bishops, came out and said that they don't support Bishop John Michael Votian. So this is very, very, to me, this is very clear, because the Vatican II, under JP II, no matter what you say about JP II, he came out very clear that a war against Iraq would be an unjust war. Now, for example, if you remember well, a few previous years ago, he took a stand, I'm talking JP II, took a stand against capital punishment. Now, these Latin American bishops, so-called Catholic bishops, did go along with JP II mm-hmm. on this issue of capital punishment. But now, why do these same bishops, many of them were the same, why did they disobey their pope when the pope came out saying that the war against Iraq would be unjust?
Mm.
See what you see what I'm talking about?
Mm. Yeah. The thing that,
this is a very, very serious thing. So in other words, for example, that we have to stand up and be counted. For example, take a look at the First World War, World War II, and what have you. Both sides cannot be correct. So in other words, for example, I don't know, you told me about the church, if the church had gone very bad under Vatican II, but not before. In other words, to give you a hint that everything was normal before Vatican II, no.
Yeah.
In other words, for example, take a look at Pius X, and the war. He was against the war, against the First World War. He had the power, like Bishop Botian did to his bishops under his diocese, to his soldiers. There would be a mortal sin for them to fight against Iraq. Well, by the 10th, could have done the same thing.
Okay, we've got to take a break, Father Martinez. We'll be right back. We'll take some calls coming right up. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now with Father John Martinez. And if you're ready, John, we'll take some phone calls for you if you'd like.
No problem.
Why don't we do that? Then we can intersperse some questions and comments along the way. All right, 800-313-9443 is our number. That's 800-313-9443, toll free. And let me start with Morris in Texas. Hello, Morris. You're on with Father John Martinez.
Yes, sir. Mr. Adams, Mr. Martinez, I wanted to just say one thing to you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Harry is off to a secret forum in Turkey. That's the governor of Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he's explaining how he sold 8,000 roads, 8,000 miles of roads to the Bilderberg Group this mm-hmm. week in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. At the Ritz-Carlton. I just thought I'd mention that.
That was nice of him, yes.
Yeah. I was going to ask the Father, in Malachi 2, verse 7, it talks about the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. And in Proverbs, it says the wicked is a snare by the transgressions of his lips. In Proverbs 12:13, And I was going to ask him, do you consider yourself, sir, a Catholic apologist?
Well, I consider myself a Catholic priest, and maybe an apologist, too.
Mm-hmm. Apologetics? Is that what you're getting into?
Yes. Me?
Christian apologetics? Is that what you're referring to, caller?
Yes, sir.
Well, I take it, in other words, it's one of the things, for example, that many people have gone into the Jewish dogma of separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
But many other Catholics have been brainwashed that we should not get into politics, that we should stick to religion. So in other words, like we know, for example, we know that the soul is superior to the body. So you cannot separate the soul from the body. When you separate the soul from the body, the result is death. So, for example, take a look at the St. John the Baptist and what have you during the course of the Catholic Church. Many of the bishops, many of religious got into politics, too. Because, mm-hmm. for example, we Catholics, priests, are supposed to keep a big shot, mouth shut when abortion was approved.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, many people believe, for example, that a president politics should be separated from the church. No, that is not the case. The true Catholic Church, if you have studied the true Catholic Church is condemned. It's called it's a heresy to the church that separates, there's a separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Sure. Caller?
Are you getting
the drift here, or do you disagree, or what?
Well,
Morris.
I certainly, sir, Mr. Adams, I certainly agree with him that this war that we're headed to is not... anything. It's a pre-planned globalist agenda. I totally agree with him that we're not supposed to be in this war, and that this headed war that we're headed to, and we have. I think that, you know, Yahweh's true priests and ministers will be able to do this. You know, false prophets cannot do what they don't have knowledge of, and Daniel has spoken of mm-hmm. this, and it's, you know, Ezekiel, and mm-hmm. and the word is what the word is, and I guess I'm just one of these unmasked Christians, I guess I could say. That you understand where I'm coming from?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
And I'm just saying that where we can walk in agreement, we can walk in agreement, mm-hmm. and you and I and your guests do agree that this unjust war that our self-proclaimed dictator is taking us to is not the way of our Creator.
Well, you know, you're going to argue over that. I mean, over just what war is just, really, when right down to it.
I mean,
all of these wars over the last century or so, even going to two centuries, have been created wars by these international bankster gangsters, these Kenites, as we call them, these Jewish bankers from Europe that profited from war. And then they established the central bank in this country so they could establish more profits and make more billions of dollars and create more problems. Every single war that we've been in, the world has turned out worse when you come right down to it. Evil wins every time when you associate with evil. There's no compromise. I mean, you don't have to be a Catholic or a Protestant or a Christian to recognize that fact, really, do you?
Yeah. No, it's just common sense Babylon, from Babylon on.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you, Morris, for the call.
Right.
Gloria in New York, you're on with Father Martinez. Gloria, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Yes, Gloria, haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right, and I know that you are from a traditional Catholic background, right?
Yes, I was raised a Catholic, yes, and I appreciate that you have your guest on.
Yes.
He's a great guy, and I love that commercial. It's so inspiring.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, in regards to the guy that called before, what does he care about who is an apologist? Mm-hmm. You know, faith without works is dead.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he meant that in a negative way, but he was asking the question.
Like,
well, it does, but apologetics, there is such a thing as Catholic apologetics, Christian apologetics, and that's a subject of study in many universities, as you probably know, and that's what he was, I think, referring to. At least that's the way I understood it, you know?
Yeah, well, I would like to see other priests come out and do what Father Martinez is mm-hmm. doing, and including, you know, the Presbyterians, the Baptists,
right.
the Methodists, the Judeo-Christians, but they're not doing anything.
Well,
and,
you know,
me,
a lot of these Judeo-Christians, these, you know, Pat Robertson types, are on the side of all of this deception.
Yes, they are. In fact, they...
They're leading it, aren't they?
Yes, they worship Israel. But
yeah.
I appreciate it because there aren't many priests that are coming out to do this like this. And I appreciate this man so much. And I am going to pray for him. Thank you, Father John Martinez. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you, Gloria. Been a long-time caller. And, of course, very traditional. If I may use that term, I hate to use that term traditional because, as you know, what becomes the new order becomes traditional after a while. So when I use that term, I hate to use it, as you've said right from the beginning, Father Martinez, but in the context of which we're speaking, you and I and the audience pretty much knows what we're saying. So that goes without any clarification. 800-313-9443 is our number, and we have Larry in Louisiana, I believe. Hello, Larry.
Hi, good program. Father, could you tell us the true meaning of the Tetragrammaton, and is it okay to read the Old Testament everywhere, Lord is in capital and God is in capital, to insert the Tetragrammaton there?
Mm-hmm.
Can you come again, please?
Okay, can you speak it a little bit more clearly and a little slower, Larry?
Okay, could you tell us the true meaning of the Tetragrammaton, and is it okay to read the Old Testament in where it says Lord in capitals and God in capitals to insert the Tetragrammaton in there?
Oh my God! I think I passed that one, my friend. I know I'm not familiar with that.
Yahweh, you're not familiar with the Tetragrammaton?
No. What does that deal with?
It's YHWH in recent Hebrew, YHWH in Paleo Hebrew. It's the name of the creator of all things for the Hebrews.
No, I'm not familiar with it, so I hate to mislead you.
Okay. All
well,
right.
You know, the word, the term in Hebrew, Yahweh, who is the Almighty, the Creator?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what he's referring to.
Yahweh is very famous in the Old Testament.
Yeah, and is it wrong?
Yahweh is used for God.
Yes.
So there's no problem. In other words, there's nothing wrong with to use that word Yahweh.
No,
Yahweh,
I used it
much in a while.
Right. And the other part of the question from you, Larry, was what now?
In the Old Testament, in the books,
yeah.
Where the word Lord is inserted in
yeah.
capital and the word God is inserted in capital, I believe in the Hebrew that the Yahweh is there, written there.
Right.
Well, the trouble, you know, that if you want to be precise on the Yahweh, the Jews had so much preference for the name of our Lord that they would not put the vowels like A.
Uh-huh.
They always put the other ones, you know, the consonant, not the vowels.
Yeah.
Because of their respect
mm-hmm.
that they have for the best for our Lord in the Old Testament. You get
mm-hmm.
me?
Yes. I did a little study, and if you look at the indigenous people of the United States, the Indian nations, they call them. Of course, they're not mm-hmm. Indian. You will find that name within their names, mm-hmm. the Kiowa, the Hiowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And the Mojave.
That's interesting.
And you can just take the map and look across the nation's names, and you'll find the Tetragrammaton, the God of the Hebrews, in the Indian nation's names. Hallelujah. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very, very good call, Larry. Thank you very much for that. And let's take Ben in New York now. Ben, hi. You're on with Father Martinez.
Thank you, Mr. Rick.
Yes.
Father, I spoke to you last night, but I couldn't wait call again today because you're on again.
Yes.
And I really would like to thank you for your stand with the courage that you have and the wisdom that you have
mm-hmm.
Against this war. You claim, you know, that other priests should also take a stand. All along, I was waiting for the Pope. I thought that since he represents God on earth, it's his duty to try to go to Iraq and try to intervene and try to do something. But apparently, we can wait forever. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the problem is this. Well, I hope that fella that called us a few minutes ago, you know, will still listen to our program. But we, for example, are you a Catholic?
Yes, I am. I was raised in Aruba, so, Catholic.
You will have no problem in understanding that the parents are the responsible for the physical and the spiritual welfare of the children. The children, you agree with that, don't you? Catholic parents are responsible for the physical and the spiritual welfare of the children.
Definitely, Father, because I was raised in Aruba and we went to church three times a week while being in school. So I know what that means.
Yeah. So what I mean in this particular case, we Catholics must believe that. So in other words, for example, take a look, for example, what's happening now. Suppose that I would be, say, a 20-year-old man that was directed or a soldier that would be ordered to go to Iraq. Well, I will go to my pastor, to my parish pastor, and say, Father, I want to know whether this is a just war or not.
Yes.
And if he will come, the merry-go-round, as they're doing now, the so-called Catholic priests and parish and clergymen, they don't want to come out because probably as a tax-exempt deal, they don't want to come out. But I will demand on my pastor, give me, I want you to please, and I demand, and I have a right to know whether this is a just war or not. And if you don't know, you better study it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, it only takes an idiot to come out and say that the attack on Iraq is a just war because it was based on lies. Same thing with the ones coming up on Iran. It's based on lies. So in other words, what I'm talking about here, well, my idea would be, for example, to get my pastor to agree with it. Then, for example, they have reunions of priests with the other priests in the diocese. For the priest and the bishop of the diocese to take a stand. And finally go all the way to Rome. So, of course, the Pope has a serious obligation that paid on mortal sin, objectively speaking, to open his trap publicly and say that this war is an unjust war, and that all the Catholic soldiers that will go to this war will be committing a mortal sin, like Bishop John Michael Boutian did. But for example, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, instead of the Catholic bishops backing Bishop John Michael Boutian, they said we don't agree with him. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Father. And well, Father,
that's a very, very serious situation. So in other words, priests should be cornered down. They should speak up. But like I mentioned last night, we priests are described, and clergymen are described as being dogs, they cannot, dumb dogs, they cannot bark. Uh-huh. But I go to a step farther, there are dogs, teethless, they don't have teeth to bite.
Yes.
Right. Father.
In other words, you see, for example, with the importance, tremendous importance, God willing, tomorrow, Mark Lane and Ann Kirchhoff and I will go at it for 3 hours to see how we can get people to stand up and force
yes,
the clergy to speak up.
Yeah, but what? Father, I also look at the other side of the coin. You know, I'm pretty sure there are many soldiers who just have had it, but they have the club over their head because you know that when you reject the army or you do something negative, when you come back home, forget about it. You don't get a good job. They will blackmail you. You will go through some hardships. Isn't that another reason?
Well, the trouble is, for example, here, it comes down to, you know, human respect. But at this point, I see your point, but the trouble, for example, it all boils down to whether you're going to obey God or you're going to obey, what's the name, Bush.
So another well, Bush thinks he's God, so.
Pardon me?
I said Bush thinks he's God, so he, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's more than God.
He gets, yeah, he's higher, yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't think he's diabolical.
I don't think he believes in God.
You know, they should take a stand like I mentioned in the program yesterday, unless you tell Bush, send your playful girls, lady twins, to Iraq without arms.
His daughter should be the first to go, and Barbara, his mother, too.
Yeah, to go both in bikinis.
Yes.
No firearms, no machine guns.
There you go.
Father, before I hang up, and Rick, thank you for the opportunity, I'd like to ask the Father another question,
sure,
please.
Ben.
Why is it that the Jews have rejected Jesus, and how are they able to get away with it despite claiming to be the chosen people of God?
Well, it's a big lie. You know, that's why I talked to Ken Kaufman on the 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a chosen people. Very clearly, if you go to the Bible, you will come out very clearly. The Lord said, you are my chosen people if you do my will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I'm going to reject you. And then they put a whole bunch of curses when they will not obey God. So they're no longer the chosen people.
Definitely.
For me?
Definitely not.
No, exactly. So another one, Mark Denkop came out very clearly, you know, when we were talking on the 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
He came out very clearly how putrid Israel is. Very putrid.
Very good. All right. Hey, Ben, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
We have to take a break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with Father John Martinez and his views, obviously, on a number of subjects tonight. We'll be back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back with Father Martinez and a lot of good questions for him. And we're going to go right back to the phones. Our number is 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
How are you, Doug?
Doing just fantastic.
Great.
And I encourage you to take the number two spot behind Michael Piper, because I think he would make a better president of the Jewish...
He'd make a better target.
Well, Jewish come. Yeah. Yeah.
You make a better target, right, Mike? I know he's listening. Just kidding, Mike. Just kidding.
Be supportive of that man. I think that he has their love, respect, and admiration,
yes.
Whatever. And there's a good possibility that he will win that election.
I hope so. But, let's hope for the best and pray for the best as well. Now, you have a question for Father Martinez?
I just want to tell a good father that you're on the right track, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I noticed when you first came out with your commercials, they said George Bush is Jewish and Congress is controlled by the Jews, and then they switched it over to the Zionists for a little while, and now it's back to the Jews. I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, how about the makeup of the commercial? Can you answer that, Father Martinez? I'm not familiar with what happened myself, but I've heard the different spots.
Right.
Well, especially, for example, Texmars, I had suspicions that the Bushes were Jewish a long time ago, decades ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then the one that spilled the beans was no one else than Texmars from Austin. He did some proof that Bushes are Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it doesn't take too many brains to recognize, they prefer Israel and doing what I'm talking about the first Bush, now the second Bush.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing what the Jews wanted. So in other words, it did not come as a big surprise. I suspected that they were Jews. So the trouble, in other words, one of the things that they have to be extremely careful, like the Jews said that blood is thicker than water. In other words, once you are Jew, it's very, very hard. Take a look, for example, and I have to charge you, but it's an idea. For example, take a case of Pius the 12th. He bent over to protect the Jews, and we know that he himself was a Jew. So I think, it's very, very serious for me. I think that the Catholic Church should have put a stop of anybody of the Jews to go as far as the priest. Because they follow them, Now, take a look, for example, Jews. Take a look at now coming up. The election of, what's his name, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Uh-huh.
I would be interested. Usually about 80% of the Jews vote for Democrats. Now that Hillary is coming up, I would be surprised that 90% of the Jews would vote for her. You know what I'm talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Am I going to the point? In other words, that Jews are, they quite a character. In other words, they stick together, and that's why they are so powerful. Take a look, for example, Clinton, especially Clinton, now Bush, have loaded the White House with Jews. Mm-hmm. I call them the Pink House because they get loaded with homosexuals too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about here? So in other words, the power, the Jewish power, is very, very extremely powerful, not only in the United States, but worldwide.
Yes, indeed. Doug, are you still there?
Yeah, Rick, I've been very enlightened, because I didn't realize that the Jews were any kind of a problem.
You didn't realize they had that much control until now, huh?
I've been enlightened. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being enlightened, Doug. I appreciate that.
All right.
We'll be back. Hour number two with Father John Martinez. I have a lot of questions. I'm sure you do. Stay tuned for more. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.